It's time for the Canadian Baseball Network podcast with your host, Dustin Saraceni.
Welcome back to the CBN podcast. Today it's junior national team member and top Canadian shortstop from Victoria, BC, Jason Willow. He'll be joining us on the show and we'll get into his positioning in terms of where it stands in the country. We'll get into T12 stuff with him. But first, Jason, I want you to take me all the way back before the area code games, before Team Canada and the T12 tournament. When did you first get your love for baseball?
I would say just young. I mean, I actually never played till I was about 6 or 7, and I always was at the field watching my brother play. And I remember I was playing lacrosse and soccer and a whole bunch of other sports, and it kind of gained on me a lot. And then once I started playing, I think ever since it's just been like, without a doubt, just like what I love to do. And I mean, it helped that I was succeeding in it the way I did. And over the years, I had great times playing it. And I mean, to this day, it's a lifestyle, and without it, I don't think I'd be the person I'd be. So yeah.
And growing up in Victoria, as I said before, what was the baseball scene like? Was it more hockey, or was there some baseball going on as well within the community?
It wasn't bad, actually. Victoria, I mean, we're quite good at baseball, and and growing up, I had a good group of players that we kind of move up with, and we played a lot together. And I mean, it was hockey was always the big thing, but baseball wasn't. I mean, it wasn't a close second, but I mean, it's not small. It was big and a big summertime sport, and it was good. A lot of kids played in the summer, so it was real good.
As we're talking about you growing up, was there a moment when you were younger where you thought you could do something with the game, whether it was the Bantam Victoria Eagles you played with growing up or early on in the Mariners program?
I would say coming out of Bantam when my coach who's coaching me now, mm-hmm. Grade, I think it was 7, gave me an opportunity to come out and practice with what was the high school team then. And at that moment, I was just young, and he kind of opened my eyes to the opportunity that I could do. And, you know, I kind of was there nervous and scared. But after a little while, I realized that I think it's something that I could definitely do well in, and it opened my eyes. And I think from there, just never stopped working hard, and then great things happen after that.
All right, so I want to fast forward to junior nationals. Working with Greg Hamilton, I think you worked with Robbie Alomar as well. But one of the things you must remember most is taking on the Blue Jays in March. How important was that experience to you to not only go against the Jays, but to take on a handful of Canadians in their minor league system as well?
It was really cool. It was a super good experience. And I mean, to this day, probably one of the best, if not the best, like moments in my baseball career. And I mean, it was cool just to, you know, sometimes you have to pinch yourself and say, oh my God, you know, that's Ross Martin up to bat, that's Michael Saunders up to bat.
Yeah.
And it was a super good game. And even though we got killed, it was such a good experience, and it was a great time overall.
Yeah, just to face those guys, right? It's got to be an incredible experience for a 17-year-old like yourself. But what kind of pitching did you face when you took them on?
We faced some good, I mean, we didn't face any big league arms.
Right.
We faced some real good arms that day, and actually I was lucky enough to get the only hit of the day for us. It was a little infield single, but I was for sure thankful for that, and overall it was a super good day.
With the junior national team, that's not the only thing you guys have been doing. You've been to Florida, you've been to Cuba, the Dominican Republic. You're constantly traveling with the team. What part of this experience, I guess, seeing baseball from different cultures kind of sticks out to you right now as you look back?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, the big two last year was Dominican and Cuba, and getting to go and see the passion that those players have for the game was hugely eye-opening. Because, I mean, you hear about them, you know, living and breathing and loving the game of baseball, but until you really see it, it blew me away how much they love the sport and how much passion they have for it. So I think it gives you that other factor to work a little harder every day, just because, you know, those are the guys that you're competing against to make it, you know, to the major leagues.
Yeah, and what was this year like for you? I mean, playing against Atlanta, Houston minor league systems, that's got to be something to remember.
Yeah, this year we had a good trip in a month ago or so, and it was super good. It's good that it's finally the year of Worlds, so we're focusing down and looking forward to that that main point of winning the World Championship in September in Thunder Bay, Ontario. So it's, you can tell it's getting more serious, and I mean the team's slowly slimming down, and it's getting to that point that, you know, everyone's kind of getting excited for everything. But no, it was a super good trip, and we played quite well. So it's always good to, you know, get success against major league and minor league teams like we did.
Yeah, going through those minor league systems, I guess, what kind of pitching did you face? I guess what I want to get to is, what's the best pitcher you've ever faced with the national team? Do you have a name? And if not, what kind of pitches did you see? What type of velocity was it?
Too memorable. I mean, it was kind of cool facing. We faced, in the fall trip, we faced Ian Anderson, who was the third overall pick, and that was cool to see him. We actually got two hits, so I think I lined out against him, and that was a cool experience. But for sure, I would say, I remember just because of the speed, but we faced a guy in the Astros organization, Guzman. I think he was up to 102 the day we faced him, and I remember hearing the pitch, but didn't see much. But that was definitely, I mean, something you can put down on your bucket list, seeing over 100 miles per hour or something.
Seeing a 100 mile per hour pitch, like you said, it's, you can hardly see it. Do you almost have to have swing in mind when he's in his windup?
Yeah, it's a totally different. I mean, you got to quiet everything down with your swing and pretty much take your legs out of it. And
yeah.
It's definitely something you're not used to, but it was a cool experience. And I mean, I think we faced a couple guys who've been up touching 100, and it's definitely interesting.
Yeah, and from there you went to the T12 tournament with BC Orange. Is it easy to handle that pressure, knowing the people who potentially hold your future in the stands, or do you kind of embrace that your second time through?
Yeah, I would say it was definitely easier this year than last year. I mean, it's being with the national team and being to tournaments and stuff, you kind of get used to, you know, knowing that your future is held and how you play, and there's lots of people in the stands. But at the same time, you get used to it. You know, it's not the end of the world if you strike out. You don't have to worry about a game too much. But no, it's good. It's just good to have a good time, and probably the best, one of the best tournaments in Canada, if not the best. Yeah, it was a really good time there.
When you got home, what was the one thing you told your friends or parents, whether it was about the stadium, the city of Toronto, or just about the tournament?
I would say just, mainly playing in the Rogers Centre. I mean, that's a feat in itself. Not many kids get to say that, you know, they've played in a big league stadium, and to hold a tournament there for a week and play, I think, what, 6-7 games there? It was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It's something that you can definitely look back at when you're older and tell your kids and stuff. And the opportunity that Blue Jays gave all the amateur baseball players there was crazy, and for sure, look back at it. Something that I loved.
Obviously, you're there to showcase your ability. Just reading some things from some of the former pros has to be great for a young guy like yourself. Like, I think I read somewhere Dwayne Ward said, "Great, you got a great set of hands. Knows what he's doing out there." TJ Burton, coordinator of amateur baseball, says, "Just a great athletic player. He can play center or he can play shortstop. He's got that utility." What goes through your mind when you hear comments like these coming from former pros and coming from people of that stature?
Well, it's definitely encouraging. I mean, it's little things like that that push you further and make you want to, you know, work that a little bit harder. And when you hear little comments like that from people who are well-recognized in the baseball world, it's really good to hear.
Yeah, and just hearing that, I guess it's something you can obviously move toward and build off in your young career.
For sure, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's where little things will start, and then from there, hopefully get bigger and bigger.
Now I want to talk a little bit about your position. Obviously, you know there's not many Canadian shortstops in the league. From your perspective, why do you think that is? And I guess, are you trying to change that?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you look, I mean, there's not too many Canadians, or, I mean, Americans more, but a lot of the middle infielders in the MLB and through the minor league systems are, you know, Cuban, Dominican, places like that. And I think it's just the way that they're raised, and the, you know, everyone always says they got quick hands, they got good feet, stuff like that. But I think there's a good chance to change that, because from what I've seen, I mean, we got myself and a couple other guys, I think up the middle and infielding, we got something to show, and hopefully we can show it actually this September against some of the other countries, and, you know, show that Canada is a big force, and especially up the middle and on the infield.
Yeah, you hit on it. Knowing that, does this kind of fuel you when you get to the ballpark or when you do your off-season training? I guess knowing that there's not a lot of Canadian middle infielders in baseball right now, do you kind of use that as fuel?
Oh yeah, for sure, definitely. Little things like that always do. You know, you gotta have some competition when you're training, and you gotta have goals to look for and stuff like that. So it's definitely something that I'll push for, and it helps me push when I play.
And I love asking Canadian ball players this. I asked Josh Naylor before, Stubby Clapp, and the other Canadian guys I have on the podcast. But where is Canadian baseball in your mind? Obviously, with what the Blue Jays are able to do, it gains the popularity in the country. But the Canadian talent is starting to flourish, and you see it in the draft.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I mean, a lot of that, I'd say, that it helps with the Blue Jays. Because, I mean, this playoff run they had in the past couple of weeks, everyone was talking about it. You know,
yeah.
No one was talking about hockey. No one was talking about basketball, football, or anything like that. But the whole country was talking about baseball, and I think the success that they've had in the last couple of years has definitely helped the sport, and the way we're going in the sport today, I think there's only one way to go is up, because we're at a rate where, you know, baseball's getting larger across the continent. We're getting better as a country. I mean, we've got big leaguers playing on the field, and with the Blue Jays doing as well as they are, I can only expect good things coming up.
Oh, totally, yeah. You look at the Jays roster, Dalton Pompey, Michael Saunders, Russell Martin playing for Canada's team, as well as the draft year, as I said before. More and more Canadians are starting to make their way to the big leagues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, super good to see. I mean, it's definitely something you want to hear and see when you're a Canadian baseball player, and hopefully it'll keep growing and growing.
All right, Jason, who's influenced you most on the ball field apart from your parents?
I would probably say my brother. Okay. From a young age, he's 4 years older than me, but I felt I had the skill, you know, to play with him and his friends and stuff. And growing up and watching him, he kind of showed me the ways of how to be successful in the sport. And once I kind of grabbed hold of that, it helped me a lot. And I would have to say I owe a lot to him, because he showed me the ropes.
So looking back on everything we've talked about, can you pick one day, one moment that you can categorize as your best day in baseball, whether on the field or watching?
Last night was pretty close. It was a real good game last night, no. But I would have to say probably hitting the home run at Errico. It was a good day for me, and it opened a countless amount of doors, and I couldn't be more thankful. But that, and probably, you know, just looking forward to one that will come up that I'll love is, you know, I can't wait for Thunder Bay, Ontario in September. It's definitely going to be something that I'm going to remember for the rest of my life, and that's one thing I'm really looking forward to. So.
And for those listening who aren't sure about what's going on in Thunder Bay, can you talk a little bit about that? I know you hit on it a bit before in the show, but can you kind of expand on what's going on in Thunder Bay?
World Championship this year, so the U18s. So I think we're playing across Canada for pre-worlds, and then we'll be September 1st to 10th in Thunder Bay, and hopefully trying to win World Championship and show the rest of the world that we're not just a hockey country.
Best of luck to you guys over there. Obviously, I look forward to reading about how you guys are doing, but thanks again, Jason, for taking the time and telling us your story. I appreciate that, and you must be excited about the next step in Santa Barbara as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, it was a good decision I feel good about, and it was good to get it over with. I wasn't in a rush to make a decision, but it was definitely something I wanted to get done with, and I'm for sure looking forward to that. If it's out of the draft, either one, I think I'll succeed quite well and have a good time.
Yeah, I think you will too, and I think everyone who follows Canadian baseball believes that as well. So, Jason, thanks again for coming on the podcast, and I look forward to seeing what you can do down the road.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Dustin.
That's Jason Willow, shortstop for Canada's team. We'll have another podcast up and running next week with the recruiting coordinator for Niagara U, Matthew Spatafora. It should be good, and I hope you stick around. Once again, thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Dustin Saraceni for the Canadian Baseball Network.